Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, it's gotten to be a regular thing, and we're so glad it is, Libby Simmons and Drew Carlisle with the Tyler Area Builders Association. We're going to talk about some general business of the Builders Association, but of course the focus, as always this time of year, is on the Parade of Homes. Coming up this year, a little later than usual, we had the issues, as everybody has had, with the coronavirus pandemic, but you're going to do it this year, June 20th through 28th. Welcome, both of you. Great to have you with us again.
Thanks for having us.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus, and In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. It was touch and go there for a while. Usually the Parade of Homes is held, what, the first week in June, first full week in June, right. I believe. And for the longest time, frankly, nobody knew what was going to happen, when things were going to start reopening. But gradually, starting probably around the beginning of May, Governor Abbott and the local authorities began to open things back up. And one fine day, I was thinking, gee, are we going to do the Parade of Homes this year? So I checked your website, and there it is. It almost knocked me out of my chair. Parade of Homes, June 20th through 28th, 2020. Libby, Drew, whoever draws the short straw on this, as it were, what went into that? What made you decide to go ahead and do this and to do it on a delayed schedule?
Well, a lot of discussion. The executive committee and the Parade of Homes committee, of course, wanted to put the safety of members in the community first, but after reviewing and watching some of the CDC guidelines and kind of the forecasts for the phased openings, we thought we could make it happen, postponing it 2 weeks. A lot of these homes are customs, and so postponing maybe a month would be hard for them because they're wanting to move into their homes. Mm-hmm. So they felt like that 2 weeks would give us a little more time. The builders had been working. They were considered essential workers. Mm-hmm. So we're hopeful that it gives the community something to get out and go do and be outside a little bit and, you know, see some great homes.
Mm-hmm. Before we go any further, Libby, Executive Vice President of the Tyler Area Builders Association, and Drew Carlisle with Carlisle Homes of Tyler, the chairman of this year's Tyler Area Builders Association Parade of Homes, just so that we have all of that on the record. All that aside, let's go over the basics again. What is the Parade of Homes? A little bit of history, because it's an interesting history, and exactly what's going on and what people can expect if they get that very inexpensive ticket for the Parade of Homes.
They can expect to see a lot of specialty. The parade is a way for the Tyler Area Builders Association to give their builders and their vendors a way to display their talents. It's insight. You can see on hand, visit with the builders, and you know, we have 41 parade homes this year, so you can see everything from a garden home to an 8,000 square foot home, and lots of variety for everyone.
And the Parade of Homes, as always, a way for people to look at homes, get ideas, maybe make a purchase. Of course, you always want that. And look at some of the features of these homes, things that they might want to incorporate if they're remodeling their own homes, even if they aren't necessarily interested in moving into one of the homes on the parade. And it's fun. You know, I went for the first time, almost every year, I've been to at least one home. I think for the first time last year, I hit about four or five of them, and it was just really interesting looking at the different styles, looking at some of the homes in the newer neighborhoods with still a lot of vacant lots, watching some of these neighborhoods develop, watching the communities grow where the homes are located. So it was a very interesting experience for me, and it's just kind of a local getaway. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So there's just that angle as well. It is the 67th annual Parade of Homes, and my friend Danny Mogul with the Tyler paper, got to give him a little bit of credit here. He wrote a nice story about you guys, and there were a couple of things that came out of this that I wanted to bring to light. J.G. Powers was the chairman of the very first parade. I don't know how many people still remember J.G. Powers from 1953, this being the 67th annual Parade of Homes, but he's quoted as saying, "It is a carefully planned and executed method of acquainting the public with better building, with the latest in design, materials, construction methods, and household equipment and furnishings." What's amazing to me, and I'm sure to you, is that that basic concept has not changed in 67 years.
No, it hasn't.
Okay.
No, it hasn't. That's still the aim of the Parade of Homes today, you know, to be able to show the public exactly what is in style, what new features may be available, mm-hmm. and the mission is still the same.
Also, that very first Parade of Homes was held in the Tanglewood subdivision. That was out in the country back then. Now it's right in the thick of things. It's near the corner of what's now the East Loop and 5th Street. And you were explaining to me, Libby, before we went to air, at some point you decided to scatter the parade around a little bit. For the first few years, I guess it was all in a single neighborhood, and now it's all over the place, literally this year from Hawkins to Palestine.
Yes, we call that a scattered site. And of course, in the early years, Tyler was developing as a community, so neighborhoods were available to the builders to have plenty of lots. And obviously, you've seen it grow south and toward Hawkins and Palestine because there's not as many lots available in those groups. So our scattered site gives our community, our footprint that we reach, you know, a lot of choices on which way to go.
Talking to Libby Simmons and Drew Carlisle with the Tyler Area Builders Association Parade of Homes. Mark your calendars if you haven't already. It's coming up June 20th through 28th. Let's get into the nitty-gritty now. What are the hours on the different during that nine-day period that you're going to be doing the parade?
So Saturdays, it'll be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Sundays, it'll be open from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
All righty. And those tickets, what a steal. How much are the tickets? Not very much.
They're the best buy in town, $10, and it gets you in every house.
Okay, $10 for adults, $5 for the kiddos 12 and under, and addresses are revealed and ticket sales begin on Monday, June 15th, which of course is right around the corner. If you want to buy a ticket online, go to TylerAreaBuilders.com. By the way, I'm glad we gave that website out. That's where you need to go for any information about this event or what else the Tyler Area Builders Association does during the course of the year. You can also purchase tickets at any of the individual parade homes during parade hours, right?
Yes, that is correct. There is one change I want to mention. This year, we are not having remote ticket sales the week of parade, which we've typically done at several locations.
I remember that, yeah.
And everything will be online only until Saturday the 20th at any of the parade homes.
Okay, and at that point, you can purchase tickets at any
Absolutely,
of the parade homes.
Absolutely, at any of the 41 homes.
Yeah, of course, one of the things that we're still trying to do is social distancing, just being safe as the coronavirus situation continues, but we do move forward with things that are really, we hope, going to be of ultimate benefit to the community as a whole and to the people that come and attend the parade. Now, do all children need tickets?
You know, if you're carrying your child, no, they don't need a ticket. But if they walk, yes. Another important thing is strollers are not permitted in the homes, so that's important too. So, the tickets are $5 for children 12 and under, but if they're in your arms, it's fine.
Okay.
They don't need a ticket.
Also, strollers not permitted inside the homes. That goes back several years.
It has
nothing to do with the current situation.
No.
And that is just to keep the homes in basically ship shape.
Ship shape, traffic control. You know, it's real easy if you kind of get into a group and somebody may not realize the stroller's behind them. It's just a safety feature for everyone, the child and any of the adults. So.
Yeah. What about the ticket? Is that good for the entire parade?
The entire parade. Got to keep up with it the whole time.
And you can revisit homes as many times as you'd like.
Okay, so one ticket allows you to go through each home one time for the duration of the parade. And then, of course, it's up to each individual builder to allow a second visit. And that's something you have to negotiate from home to home. Tickets are the same price if you purchase online or at each home. It's $10, $5, and then free for kids carried in arms. It's the same across the board, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Credit card purchases are only available online. Again, TylerAreaBuilders.com. And now ticket purchases at each home are cash only. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. No credit cards at the homes, although they can use their smartphones and do it online if they have to standing at the house.
Okay.
Smart to be ready with cash.
And of course, everybody... Well, it seems like almost everybody has their smartphone with them anyway. But that's an important point. I'm glad we made it a point to mention that ticket purchases at each home are cash only unless you do it on site using an app on your phone. Okay. Where do you get a map?
Well, on Monday, June 15th, there will be a map at our website that you've shared, TylerAreaBuilders.com. And the magazine that everyone receives with the purchase of their ticket will also be live on our website. And you can get turn-by-turn directions. You can see a map for a visual. It'll all be there Monday, June 15th.
Okay. And where do I start? Pretty much anywhere you like, right?
You'd be surprised how many people think they have to start at house number one, but really you can start at any of the houses. Uh-huh. I'd pick the one closest to where I lived and start there.
But. Yeah, that's pretty much what I've done over the years. Libby Simmons, Drew Carlisle, Tyler Area Builders Association, Parade of Homes, our topic today on In Focus, the beautiful magazine that you put out every year. Any change in that? I know that there have been a number of changes this year, but are people still going to be able to get a copy of that and just flip through it?
Yes, it will be available at their first home with their ticket, and it is a great magazine this year. It's big. It's our largest one because we, you know, obviously spotlight each builder and their home, so it's great.
All right. It is the biggest one, not least because you have, what, 41 homes this year? How in the world, with everything that's been going on, I mean, with the coronavirus and just the changes everybody's had to make, how did you manage to get so many builders involved in this year's parade? That's kind of mind-boggling to me.
Well, mostly that starts, the parade process for the builders start sometime typically the previous year because it takes so long to get a home ready for the parade. So most builders have already planned to be in and participate in the Parade of Homes well before the coronavirus pandemic came to be.
Yeah.
And so as the coronavirus happened, the builders were considered essential workers, so we got to keep working. And so everybody got to keep working towards the goal of the Parade of Homes if it was going to happen.
All righty. And so obviously, before anyone knew that we were going to have this crisis that came along, the builders had really jumped on board. Do you consider that a trend or just kind of an anomaly? Do you see that happening more in the future with more builders jumping on board with this project?
My personal opinion is yes, I see it to continue to grow. I think Tyler itself is growing, and consequently, the Parade of Homes will keep growing.
Mm-hmm. And that brings us to a topic we try and hit every year on this show, the economy. This is about bringing people to Tyler, to the other surrounding communities in your multi-county area covered by the Parade of Homes. It helps the economy when people want to remodel based on some of the features they see in the homes, if they want to build a new home, or if they just want a growing community with lots of beautiful new homes to move to. So that's something I'm sure you always keep in mind. When builders commit to having a home on the parade, they have to take into account weather, contractor availability, availability of materials, and of course, as we want to not mention this too much, but you know, again, the COVID-19 situation did affect your community and slowed down the job sites, but parade builders are working hard to ensure all homes are ready by opening day, and I take it that's looking real good right now. Should be ready to go with everything.
That's right. That's
okay. Along those lines, though, safety guidelines, it's going to be a little bit different this year. You're going to be ready. What are some of the things you're going to be doing and telling people when they come into these homes just to, you know, avoid the community spread?
Well, we're going to obviously encourage them all to do the social distancing required by CDC guidelines. Each of the homes will have hand sanitizer stations. They will also have their sidewalks will be marked so people can, you know, stay the perfect distance apart. Each home will have its own size feature, and the builders will deal with that, you know, per location. If, you know, numbers need to be limited, they'll just have to monitor, you know, as the parade goes on. It'll vary day to day. So, you know, obviously, per CDC right now, masks are recommended. They're not required. So if someone wants their mask, that's great. They need to bring it. The builders will have a few on location, but if someone, you know, prefers to wear a mask, that's very respectable, and they can just bring their own.
Oh, okay, and that's an important point because some places are giving away masks, and there may be some, but I guess you could get a, maybe contact the Builders Association or the individual builders ahead of time to find out. But the best bet from what I'm hearing from you is bring your own mask just to be safe.
Bring your own mask to be safe. They're going to have some backup at their homes, but not enough for the whole community. So
okay. And some homes may also have separate entrances and exits, which will be marked with signage.
Yes, that's the larger homes would be able to offer an entrance and then exit through the garage or through the back, so that will cut down on cross-trafficking. Some of the smaller homes can't do that. I mean, they're it's just logistically not able. So, again, each builder's going to, you know, have their home in the best possible position for everyone to feel comfortable and flow. And we just recommend that everybody do their social distancing and use the hand sanitizer.
You know, I would say the good news is that we're kind of getting used to this. If you go out shopping, you're going to see a lot of the same things, a lot of the same caveats that you see if you're headed out to buy groceries or maybe eat out at the restaurants that are slowly reopening. So there's going to be a lot of familiar turf there, but it's important for people to remember the specific things that are going to be going on during the Parade of Homes. As we visit with Libby Simmons and Drew Carlisle from the Tyler Area Builders Association this morning discussing the Parade of Homes. I'm John Sims, 67th Annual Parade of Homes, 41 homes scattered from Hawkins to Palestine, and it's June 20th through 28th. And again, I'll just go over the hours. Saturdays 10 to 6, Sundays 2 to 6, Monday through Thursday 5 to 8, and Friday 3 until 8 p.m. Now we get into some of the individual homes and individual features. Drew, you drew the lucky straw this year. You're the chairman, so you get to talk a little bit about your home on the parade. Tell us about some of the things going on there that you think are really going to draw people in.
So our home's unique to the parade this year. It's pretty rare, but ours is a remodel, and we took this house and removed all the interior walls and removed all the plumbing and electrical. The house was built in the 50s and then consequently added onto in the 80s, and we've now remodeled it in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty unique position to be in because of the remodel. It's a unique house. It's kind of got a modern feel on the inside. It maintains its pretty traditional look on the outside because of the neighborhood that it's in. And it's going to be fun to look at.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting to me. You say it was built in the 1950s, right around the time the Parade of Homes was first getting started.
That's right.
Maybe a little bit of nostalgia in there, although it may not even be recognizable from what it looked like back in, 1950 or whenever it was. And you do point out that remodeling doesn't mean just putting on new countertops. It does have to be pretty much it's almost like a rebuild, the way you define remodeling within the auspices of the Parade of Homes.
That's right.
Okay. Some of the other homes, let's talk about some of the different styles that people are going to see as they travel through the Parade of Homes.
So you could expect to see this year anything from a traditional house in East Texas to the farmhouses that are all very popular right now, to a Mediterranean house. And interior-wise, you'll see everything from traditional finishes through some very unique tile selections, as custom houses are unique to that individual owner. Mm-hmm. And so you never know what somebody's going to pick, but it'll be very unique.
Okay. And I don't know if we mentioned this before. We probably did. I kind of live in a time warp, and my memory ain't what it used to be. I think we mentioned that you can visit as many or as few homes as you like. I don't know. Does anybody actually get to all 41 of them?
You would be surprised.
There's a lot of people that their whole goal is to see all 41.
So they make it happen.
And they make it. They plan their route as soon as they can get the map. Mm-hmm. And they do make it happen. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. There's people that will see 10 houses on a Saturday, which is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, me too. I think I set an all-time record last year. I think I might have hit about 6 or 8 of them.
We're going to have to increase that a little bit, John.
All righty. Well, percentage-wise, it doesn't stand up that well. I think you had about 27 or 28 last year, and now 41. I got to get on the case here. I got to get out and about more anyway. And but you can even just visit one and
That's
say that
right.
you attended the Parade of Homes. Some of the trending features, and Libby, I know that you and I and the various chair people have talked about this over the years. Some of the things that we're going to talk about right now are kind of repeat business, but it's because they work. Things like outdoor living and green technology. What are some of the things you'd really, either of you would really like to highlight this year in that regard?
Finishes always showcase really well during the Parade of Homes. I mean, that's what most people want to see, is whether it's the newest style of countertops, the marbles or the quartzes or the quartzites, or the various types of tiles that may be coming into popularity, and even just paint colors. But then there's also a lot of focus on energy efficiency. The new energy code requires more energy efficient houses, and so consequently we've got more energy efficient every aspect of the house to meet those new energy codes.
All righty. Talking to Libby Simmons and Drew Carlisle with the Tyler Area Builders Association, discussing, for the most part, the Parade of Homes, 67th Annual Edition, coming up June 20th through 28th of 2020. We want to give that website out again one more time, and it's at least one more time for now, TylerAreaBuilders.com, and also you can contact the TABA office at 903-561-3964. That's 903-561-3964. You're located in the same place you've been in for years on Grande Boulevard. What about office hours and in-person visits to the Builders Association? Anything to say about that?
We really still have the office closed to visitors. We're working, but the week of parade with online sales, we will be in and out a lot, helping the builders get their homes ready. But our office hours on a regular day are 8:30 to 5, and on Friday, especially Friday the 19th, the office will be closed. We will be out and about delivering and helping with supplies for each of the builders.
Okay, so your best bet is to log on at TylerAreaBuilders.com, call 903-561-3964, or just come to the parade, which
That's
is what
right.
we're all about here today. By the way, Anderson, Cherokee, Freestone, Henderson, Navarro, Smith, Wood, and Van Zandt counties. That is your coverage area. So when you say the Tyler area, you're talking about a big area. Much
we have a
bigger
big footprint.
Footprint. A lot more than back when Tanglewood was a new subdivision
That's
in 1953.
Yes, we have a big one.
Yeah, let's talk about the beneficiaries. This is something you do every year, and I think these two agencies have kind of been on board with you for a while now. Hope Haven of East Texas and Kingdom Life Academy. Tell us just a little bit about who these agencies are, what they do, and how they're going to be beneficiaries of the Parade of Homes.
So we'll start with how we get there. The all the proceeds that are raised through the ticket sales of the Parade of Homes, we donate towards what we try to donate towards local charities that are going to be used locally that have a focus on children. And so Kingdom Life Academy works with children that are either underserved or disadvantaged in education. And Hope Haven works with young women in need. And so we focus on them because they spend most of their dollars locally in the East Texas community.
And obviously, you really believe in these agencies because you've been bringing them back now, I believe, for several years.
That's right.
And they've proven themselves to you. If you want to find out more about them, I don't have the websites handy, but if you Google Hope Haven of East Texas, and I think you want to be careful about that. I think there's another Hope Haven out there someplace, but Hope Haven of East Texas and Kingdom Life Academy, find out more about them. Get online, Google them, and find out whom you're going to be supporting, even as you're getting out and about. Seeking ideas about your beautiful new home or ways to remodel it. The Parade of Homes, of course, gives builder members and subcontractors a chance to showcase the latest in home design and technology. And a lot of potential home buyers use the parade to meet the builders, view their workmanship, and those looking to build, buy, or renovate can find plenty of inspiration. Getting back to the story I read in the paper, Drew, interesting quote from you. This is so much different for you and the other builders and so much better than just looking at a photograph. The Parade of Homes really helps you and your colleagues in the building business, doesn't it?
That's right. It gives us the opportunity to meet potential customers. It gives potential customers the opportunity to see in person your work, which showcases much better in real life than it does in photos.
Time to tell us who the sponsors are. Libby, ready to go with that?
My favorite part. We couldn't do it without our sponsors.
I can believe it, yeah.
Yes. Our ticket sponsor this year is Southside Bank. We have rooftop sponsors including Cassidy Jones Building Materials, Insurance One Agency, Sherwin-Williams, and Eubank. And our breakfast sponsor is Ultra Federal Credit Union. So we really appreciate the support of our sponsors, and TABA could not be where it is today without our member sponsorships.
Okay. Drew, I want to take a few minutes here, maybe one or two minutes, maybe a few. We'll see how it goes. As a builder and as someone who's worked his way up through the ranks, as it were, to become chairman of this year's parade, how did you get started in the business, and what inspired you to become a builder and get to where you are now?
So I grew up in the building business. My granddad built houses and had a lumber company in Troop, Texas. My dad built houses. I actually work with him. And so it's kind of, you could say it's in my blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I got started in it. And we've been in, Carlisle Homes has been in business for, I think 30 years this year, maybe 30 years next year. And so I've been in and around construction since the day I was born, and it was almost like I was fated to be in construction. That's how I got started.
Okay. Other people who might be interested in getting involved with the Tyler Area Builders Association, and this is where we broaden it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about what the Tyler Area Builders Association does during the course of the year. Of course, last February you had your home products show. There's another one of those coming up next February. You might want to pencil that in on your calendar at this early point. But we're talking basically benefits of membership. You're always looking to recruit new builders. What do they get out of it, and what are some of the levels of membership?
So we have a builder member and an associate member. And the associates typically are vendors, suppliers, trades, and other people who want to be involved in the organization. The builder members are actually home builders. And the benefits range from just networking and the ability to meet other builders or other vendors that might be something that you need, to charitable events that you might want to participate in, all the way up to advocacy at the local, state, and federal level for the Home Building Association, which reaches very broadly.
Mm-hmm. So you can just be a builder and build homes, or you can be a member of the Tyler Area Builders Association and get all those benefits, all of which you can learn more about online at TylerAreaBuilders.com. As far as activities for the coming year, and Libby, as you know, every year we talk about some of the things the Builders Association does from week to week, month to month. You have different kinds of meetings and fundraisers and things like that. Obviously, that's had to get
We've had to tap down quite a bit.
But you are looking at getting back in business, as it were. What are some of the things that we can look forward to maybe in the next few months?
In the next few months, obviously, and we have the parade coming up, and then we plan in July to start having in-person board meetings and our after-hours event, which is a monthly social networking event. And we will have our golf tournament that was postponed due to Corona. That's scheduled for September. We're trying to get everything kind of back on track, but monitoring, obviously, the safety guidelines. We have our sporting clay shoot that will happen at the end of August. It's an outdoor event, which is a popular event for our members. So we're trying to schedule and get a few things back in, you know, according to how the everybody feels and, you know, continues to open up, as we'll call it, in Texas.
Mm-hmm. But as all this is going on, benefits of membership don't change. You are considered essential workers, and whether things are being done by Zoom or online or in person, over the phone, and with correct social distancing, hand sanitizers and face masks and all that, you're still out there really trying to promote the building industry, build a more economically viable community, and give people nice places to live. And it seems like, I mean, the home building industry just really has continued. New homes are still being built. They're still being sold. It's right at this moment, I think, is a good time to be thinking about some of the things that haven't changed as you continue to do your business around Tyler and the surrounding counties. We're about to wrap up the show, but I'm going to go over some of the things that you need to know. The 67th Annual Parade of Homes, put on by the Tyler Area Builders Association, is happening June 20th through 28th this year. The hours, Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sundays, 2 to 6 p.m., Monday through Thursday, 5 to 8 p.m., Friday, 3 to 8 p.m. Tickets, $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under, free if your parents can carry you in their arms, and more information at TylerAreaBuilders.com. Libby Simmons, Drew Carlisle, as always, every year, a pleasure to have you joining us, talking about the Builders Association and the TABA Parade of Homes, June 20th through 28th.
Thanks for having us, John.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Once again, Drew Carlisle, Libby Simmons with the Tyler Area Builders Association, focusing on the Parade of Homes. Our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. And again, as always, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.